This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
One day, some of the kids from the neighborhood carried my mother's groceries all the way home. You know why? It was out of respect.
This is Dirt and Spray.
The most important thing in business is honesty. Integrity, hard work, family, never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody or you're nobody.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
A month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
Too late, they start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make them an offer again with you.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Me, I always tell a truth, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. Last time you're
going to
see a bad guy like this again.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the second hour of the radio program. Dirt and Sprague here on the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, YouTube, and 1080 AM. The Fan, good morning.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
How you doing over there?
Doing fantastic, man.
I got to be honest with you. I do not want to give any private details. I'm surprised you're in.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
You got a lot going on behind the scenes, and so it's nice to see you.
Yeah, it's here, man. I don't like missing shows. I'm not a huge fan of missing shows. If I can breathe and stand and walk, it's a three-hour shift. I'm here. I'll be here.
Only shows I like missing is when you're not here.
Yeah, so I don't have to do it by myself. That's a good point. When you're on vacation, I also like to miss the show, too.
Congratulations, too. It's a weird, like, hey, man, everything all right? Hey, also, yeah. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, we're moving this weekend. Bought a house, so that's all going on, too. It's been a weird emotional roller coaster the last couple of weeks.
What a whirlwind.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind. Yeah. So, yeah, I am taking a little bit of time off at the end of the week, and early next week I'll be out as we try and figure out how the hell we're going to get moved in.
Yeah.
Got to do that whole fun thing.
Are you moving
what
yourself?
What are you up to this weekend?
Do you need help?
Get you a box of pizza?
I can help you.
Nah, I don't need help. I'll be all right.
Okay.
I can handle it. I've reached that age where I'm either going to pay for it or I'm going to do it by myself.
Please
one or the other.
Pay for it.
I mean, I could pay for it, but...
I don't know how many things in your life you bought that you've actually, like, used your money, you own it, and you're like, hey...
This is a good purchase?
Yeah, because, like, we buy stuff.
I've paid for movers before. Last time we moved, I paid for movers. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
The thing with this one is we got a lot of little projects we got to do around the house, so it's not going to be a full all-in move.
Oh, it's a slow build?
It's kind of a slow build. A lot of that, like, let's keep this available so they can access this and fix this. A lot of little things that need to be tweaked with the house.
Gotcha.
So we're going to be working on that thing for a little bit.
Okay, well, it's slow build. That's a little different.
So you kind of do it. Yeah, it doesn't all have to happen in one weekend. We can kind of let it percolate a little bit.
It is a Tuesday, and I want you to mark calendars because there's only a couple more Tuesdays
until
your local Toyota dealers presents the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club on Tuesday, June 24th. Brought to you also by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Afternoon rounds gone. She gone.
She gone. She sold out.
Okay. She going and blowing.
It always goes first.
All that's available is the morning round.
That's it. Early morning tea times.
1080thefan.com. Click on the Fan Golf Classic logo if you want to come hang out with us. We'll be on the sixth hole. Right?
Yeah, sixth hole.
Yes.
I'm hitting a hole-in-one. That's not going to count, but I'm getting a hole-in-one this year. It's going to happen.
You want to waste your bullet on one that doesn't count?
No, but I want to build the confidence that I could do it. And I'm also planning on hitting a lot of shots this year.
Okay.
Like, you're coming through. I'm hitting five balls a hole.
All right. Well,
I'm getting my money's worth. I'm hanging out there all day.
You worship a golf god, so I hope he rewards you.
I'm trying to work too with our social media guru, who's not really the social media guru, but is a social media guru, Jake. I think we should live stream some of this during the Fan Golf Classic.
Okay.
Like on Instagram or Twitter or something, get a camera out there. You can kind of hang out with us as we're hitting shots, rate everybody's golf swing. There's some content there that we could do.
Funniest possible scenario is I get a second hole-in-one in my life and you don't get any.
If that happens, I'm just going to leave. So I'm just going to walk off.
If you want to see petty dirt at his all-time pettiness.
Again, I'm out.
I might do the MJ security guard shrug.
I'm going to...
What do you want? I guess I'm a better golfer.
That would really suck.
Clutch Gene.
That would really suck if that happens.
Also, if you come hang out with us on Tuesday, June 24th, out at Langdon Farms, good news, especially for morning round people.
Yes.
Victor Eagles will be on hand with breakfast burritos.
Yes, get your round started.
They
right.
will also provide lunch and Matt's Barbecue hanging out for a lunch/dinner.
Yes.
So it's like a perfect combination. It's a menage a trois.
There you go.
It's a threesome of food.
It's
you?
A threesome. Yes.
They're gonna get you from both ways.
Oh, it's gonna be so romantic.
And it feels fantastic.
You got a baby's arm on one end, you got some brisket on the other. Oh yeah. So go to 1080thefan.com right now, sign up for the morning round. West playoffs done?
Yeah, I mean it was done at 2-0. I know the 40-point win was fun in game three, but the idea of them having to win 4 out of 5 with two of them in Oklahoma City, just
nah.
At least last night was a competitive
game.
At least
finally.
It was a game that you watched until the end. It didn't turn off.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was it a game that, it was probably in that 4-7 range for what felt like 90% of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like Minnesota was going to get over that hump?
No.
I just didn't have that feeling.
Yeah. Every time OKC needed a bucket, they got a bucket.
Yeah.
And every time, Minnesota, give them credit. I mean, they were knocking down a lot of threes. DiVincenzo got it going.
It's 64 bench points.
I mean, they got hot.
64.
They couldn't come up with a stop. I saw a take, though, and I've contemplated this a little bit. I'm not as big of a basketball guy as you guys. I'm going to throw this at you, see how you feel about it.
Sure.
So we do this with a lot of other sports of like rule changes and tweaks. How do we make the game more interesting? You know, baseball's going, do we need, robots? About umpires and reviews, all that crap. Nate Duncan.
Very good podcast.
An NBA guy.
Smart dude. Very smart dude.
Did you see his takeaway from last night?
I missed it.
Okay, so end of the game. And I have this feeling a lot when I'm watching NBA games where the end of the game takes a long time because they usually hold on to their timeouts, so you get a lot of timeouts.
And OKC did the foul thing again.
And then you get the foul thing, right? You're up by three, you're fouling. Yeah. Like, it just, now you're going to the free throw line. And then you get a foul the other way, and it just, the last 30 seconds of a game can take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate Duncan, who is as good talking NBA as anybody, said the NBA has to change the rule. He wants to see a rule change where essentially the fouling, if you're like automatically fouling somebody, a take foul, it should be one shot plus the ball if you foul outside the 3-point line.
So you can eliminate the free throw?
So basically taking out, like, so if it's outside the 3-point line, mm-hmm. so you're just grabbing a guy, it's one shot and they get the ball. So if you're up by three, you're not going to do it because then they have the ability to tie the game.
Because he thinks it's taking too long.
He basically said it turned an amazing game into a free throw contest late and it robbed us of a great finish.
I mean, with how many seconds did that start, though? It wasn't like the last 3 minutes were foul.
No, Minnesota actually had a stretch there where they didn't foul, and I was like, why are you not fouling? They got the turnover and then made the three on the other end, and I think they cut it to a two-point game, and then they let the clock run all the way down to like 14 before fouling.
I'm going to respectfully, and I do, Nate Duncan is a very smart dude. I see what his point is. I'm going to respectfully disagree.
Okay.
I just don't think it... Does it extend the game longer than the time says?
I think it's not about it. I mean, that's part of it for sure. Yeah. I think it's also a part of like it just.
So teams would never be able to come back.
Here's the problem.
Well, no, you'd have a better chance of coming back because you couldn't get fouled up by three. So if somebody fouled you up by three, you would then get a free throw and the ball back. No, so that would be the rule.
You're up three, and you. Well, I'm saying, like, if you want to foul me because you're down,
I'm down by three.
I'm getting a free throw and the ball, so you're just gonna foul me.
I think
again,
it's for the leading team. I think it would be for the leading team to
see,
not foul.
Now you're getting weird. Now that's just weird.
Yeah,
I don't think you.
You're
can.
You're penalizing the team for being up.
I mean, I understand the point because it is not fun. Not every game ends that way, but like 98% of games, you know how they're gonna end. If you just make your free throws, the game's over. And that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but we've had how many examples just in this playoff of the Pacers?
There's been some crazy comebacks.
Teams don't make their free throws every time.
You open the door. I know.
Yeah, I just don't think there's any series of rules or whatever that you can put in that coaches. One, your coaching staffs now, you have a coaching battalion in the NBA, so your analytics guys, they're going to go to work. Okay, what do the new rules say? Okay, so how do we want to – then they're going to come up with some different scenario to game plan it to take it out of the pure chance. And that's what NBA teams are going to do. It'll look different, but you're going to be unsatisfied no matter what you do. I don't think you can – do the rules to guarantee you some fantastic finish more often than not.
So, yeah, I find that weird. You're penalizing the team who's up from doing a strategy, but the team that's down can do it?
Essentially, yes.
That's just, I don't know, that feels nitpicky, and you just wanted the game to be over for whatever reason. 95 points. Talk about 64 on the bench for Minnesota because, God, Randall was terrible in this game.
Yeah, he had a bad night.
Ann Edwards, we'll get to Ann Edwards. I just...
do something.
You could name 10 players that if they talked as loudly about themselves and their team as he does, that if they had that performance, and maybe he is, I don't have TV on actually, maybe he is getting just destroyed on national television today, but to be shirtless on a couch and say, I beat Luka, LeBron, who I got to be worried about when you have that team in front of you?
Yeah.
Or Jokic on the other side, if he would have gotten past this team, it just...
He took two shots in the first half of essentially an elimination
game
for
them. Just like... And I love Ann Edwards. I think he's absolutely in line to be a face of the league stuff. Although SGA's sitting here saying, I might not be going anywhere, which is what I want to get into. You can't be that loud and then like that's the performance and then look like... I don't know. How would you describe his look on his face, Swag? He looked demoralized and confused. He looked hazed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't know what's happening right now, but he's getting his ass kicked.
His field goal attempts per round. In the first round, he averaged 22.4 shots per game.
He's not shooting.
In the second round, it went down to 19.8. And in the third round so far, he's down to 17.4.
Well, they are. OKC can throw three or four different high quality defenders at him that aren't SGA or Jalen Williams or Chet. Yep. And so their best offensive players don't have to exert enormous energy at the defensive end trying to...
But they will flash two at him, too. Yes. That's the other part of
and
that.
And they're blitzing him, and they're making him pass the ball. Then, he said, I'm making the right play, which he's not theoretically
he's not wrong.
He's making the right play. But
13 shots.
They don't have an offense. They don't have good offense to generate shots for Ant with him off the ball.
One of the best points I've heard on OKC, and we could talk about them, is I heard somebody say this last week on a pod of, you know, the crazy thing about them is they don't have guys that every person can beat you, breaking you down one-on-one, but everybody on the floor at all times can score.
Yeah.
And, like, Minnesota puts Rudy Gobert on the floor.
There's nothing there offensively.
Jaden McDaniels, do I trust you? Yeah, he had a good game yesterday, but, like, what's that like, right? Yeah. Alexander Walker can be very hot and cold. They have guys that, like, you don't really rely on, whereas Oklahoma City plays nine, and every time somebody's on the court, you have to worry.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a rarity. You'd think more teams would have that kind of flexibility. But they just don't.
When you have 37 draft picks over the last 3 years, it's pretty easy to stockpile a lot of talent, man.
Oh, it's insane that way. I want to get to something that Bobby Marks told us last week that's like kind of depressing. And a little more on Ann Edwards, who gave some thoughts after the postgame. We'll get to the Knicks-Pacers stuff. The Knicks back in the series, or will the Pacers not blow a 20-point lead again?
That was an Uno reverse card.
Yeah, what?
Game one, how about an Uno reverse? We'll do it to you in game three.
I also will highlight the point that game turned, and it might not be the point you think.
Mm.
At least that's what I thought, and I remember texting it to my Knicks friends in the moment of, like, I think it's a turning point.
Something here.
So we'll talk about that as well. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, Oklahoma City might be one more game away from a gentleman's sweep of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who will be whimpering out of the playoffs after getting back to the West Finals for the first time in their franchise's history.
Interesting offseason ahead if that is the way that it plays out. Where do you go from here? How do you tweak? How do you change? And is there another big move? Do you have a big move up your sleeve? Just curious where they go.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about team building, and my opinion on this admittedly changes a lot. I don't, you know, how do we watch sports and not always be constantly thinking in different ways or changing opinions on stuff? I'm almost to a point where I think I'm flipping where teams, like, take Cleveland. Cleveland's a good example of this. Cleveland had the second best record in the NBA, first in the East, right? Got eliminated in the second round by the Indiana Pacers.
Back-to-back years in the second round, they're out.
It's devastating. Should they make moves? I mean, I certainly understand, well, that Sprague, they won 64 games and they couldn't get to a conference finals and they don't have a true number one. And, yeah, I guess I hear that, but, like, I don't know how quickly I am ready to just say, well, blow it up or, oh, go make the big swing.
First of all, we never say what the other side of the big swing is. There was one fake trade that came out last week of Mobley for Giannis. And that certainly would be a big swing. But if that doesn't pay off, you also gave up the defensive player of the year who might develop an offensive game after like year six. I don't know. And so like as much as it hurts in the moment and as disappointing as it feels with team stuff, like what's Minnesota's path? I don't know. Maybe they trade Gobert. Maybe they try to fix their other parts, whatever that be. Conley seems like he's on the doorstep of retirement.
Seems like that's done, yeah.
But I also don't know if I would want to make a move. Like what happened to team building and building chemistry and going through it together?
There's definitely a balance to that. You're not wrong. And we are very eager in the NBA to blow things up
every
and trade
year.
Them the second that they don't go right. I think you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, legitimately, do you see it ending in a different way with this collection of players?
I think that's the tough thing to gauge.
Like, OKC,
I don't know what injuries will happen next year.
No, we have no clue, right? OKC ends up being a strong argument in your favor because you brought this up with them in the last year when they lost in the playoffs. Like, dude, you're the youngest team in the NBA. The difference that I would say with OKC and Cleveland, and I know I have my takes out there on SGA, and I feel the way I feel about him. I also acknowledge he's one of the best players in the league. I'm not telling you he's a bad player. And so you have an MVP candidate leading your roster. That's a really good place to start. Cleveland doesn't have that. And so does your collection of talent change that equation next year? Now, maybe Boston takes a big step back and Tatum's out all year and they trade some guys this offseason. Like, I don't know what the rest of the East is going to look like, but that's the only thing that I would bring up with them. At least with OKC, you could say we're the youngest team in the NBA. We have all this future flexibility and we have a guy who's going to be competing for MVPs year in and year out. That's a really good place to start from if we don't want to blow it up now. For Cleveland, your best player is Donovan Mitchell, who's a very good player, but is he a number one that can lead you to a championship? And then the rest of your pieces are all good, but they're, can he take another step? Can he develop into this? And those are question marks.
So they're on the doorstep of eliminating Minnesota. I think almost all of us think they're going to eliminate Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see the Game 5 fight from the T-Wolves. I don't think they're going to roll over. But again, as I mentioned with Ann Edwards, it's not been the greatest series. And for a guy that's pretty loud and tells you he's the best, not going so well.
He's not. I mean, he had a good Game 3. He was not great in the first two games and then non-existent in Game 4.
Well, Game 3, too, it wasn't like he was overly amazing. He had some great moments, but like they won by 40,
they
so
just
he didn't need
them.
To be amazing by himself.
Yeah.
Here was Bobby Marks. He was on the show with us last Friday. I thought he was really good. You can check that podcast out. We talked about team building, draft stuff. Going through team building while you're trying to sell a team. He did that in Brooklyn with the Nets when they sold the Prokhorov, and obviously we're going through that here in Portland. But you asked him about OKC because all of the cap stuff is now right on the horizon for a lot of these teams of figuring out who's going to stay, who's going to go. We don't want to get in the second apron, all that stuff. You asked, is there any end in sight for Oklahoma City given they're young and guys are going to get extensions and all that? And here's what Bobby Marks had to say to that question.
If there's a team that I won't say can defeat CBA, but can navigate around these harsh restrictions, it's Oklahoma City. And they're going to be able to afford Shea and Jalen Williams and Chet. They'll probably have to make some decisions on Lou Dort or maybe Isaiah Hartenstein. But the beauty of Oklahoma City and how they built their roster is that they've structured it where Isaiah has got a team option, 2 years from now, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, you know, there's flexibility there and they got 2 first round picks this year, 15 and 24, and they could have 4 next year. So when the cost starts to get higher, you have the surplus of younger, inexpensive players. Cason Wallace is a great example that will eventually replace maybe some of your higher costs here. But no, I don't see the CBA defeating Oklahoma City where they're going to say, we can only pick Jalen Williams and not Chet Holmgren here.
I mean, which is a little depressing because we're out in the West and they're in the West. And
they're not going anywhere, man.
SGA is
going
to get that $300 million contract and they'll extend Chet and Jalen Williams, who, by the way, collectively is a threesome. I don't know if they've had a bigger statistical game, but that felt like their best game of the year. They needed to win that game. It puts a stranglehold on the conference finals for them. Chet was awesome defensively. Jalen Williams was so money from the field.
He had 34, man.
He had 34, and he still got outshined.
They combined for, what was it, 95 points?
95
three
points.
95
Chet,
points,
Jaylen,
and they accounted either scoring or assisting every point in the fourth quarter.
No.
That's just like it. But see, look, this is not me doing the where Sprague was right. This is my only point on this. That is where not overreacting
to the first taste of something, that's where it pays off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Cleveland will be Oklahoma City here. I'm just simply saying, and again, to your point, having the MVP helps a lot. I'm just saying, like, not panicking, because the internet, following the NBA much differently than all the other sports, it's like the internet instantly just wants to go to the trade machine.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they can, it's either that or tankathon.
Especially in a smaller market.
Especially a small market. That is where not panicking and saying, I went through this once and we said we can't afford to pay James Harden, and in retrospect, we could have, and we just mishandled it. I'm not doing that again. Maybe Chet and Jalen won't be here for their whole career, but they're good. They're all young. I'm going to let them build through this. I just saw a highlight of Jordan and the Bulls in 91 getting past the Pistons. Absolutely whooped their ass, which was surprising to people because the Pistons at that point had physically manhandled the Bulls and Jordan.
They won back-to-back titles.
And Jordan finally breaks through, and he gets through. He has 34 or 33 points in the closeout game. And they just obliterated the Pistons. It was the series where the Pistons did not shake their hands, and Jordan was like, okay. And basically at that point hated Isaiah Thomas.
And that was the end of the Pistons run.
And that was the end of the Piston run. And I'm not saying, again, this will be the Bulls. I just, it's funny to look back on teams that we saw have success and say, didn't panic, made small tweaks, but largely didn't say, this nucleus can't do it. Whereas in the NBA, we see teams that have nucleuses and they get 2 years and then it's, can't do it. We gotta pivot. And I don't know if that's the right approach anymore. This whole league has changed to the point where I don't know if anything we thought about that league should still be what we think about the league. I think it's evolved past a point that we're all familiar with. We haven't seen parity like this ever in our lives. Doesn't matter your age.
Yeah.
And so I have a different way of maybe viewing this right now versus where I was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago of, they need to make a trade. I trade Chet. Chet's the guy I trade. Okay, why? Well, they didn't win. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, let teams kind of go through the process and learn together.
Yeah, I think there's a double-edged sword to it, too, especially in this market, because I know I still have, and I would hope most Blazer fans do, a little bit of PTSD considering the last era that we're coming from. And that was an era in which you had a star player. You weren't quite sure if he was good enough to lead you to the championship level. But I think a lot of us with brains could look at it and say the structure of it doesn't make a lot of sense, and you're just trying the same thing every year, expecting a different outcome. So, like, not all of these equations are equal, right? I think it has to come down to a fundamental question of, do we have a flaw that will keep us from accomplishing our goals? And when you looked at Oklahoma City this year, their flaws were their youth and their inexperience, and then maybe the question mark of, will Chet and Jalen show up in the biggest moments when you need them? Because they just, I'm not blaming them. They haven't had a lot of chances to do it. They're just young. You never know quite how a guy's going to rise to the moment and rise to the occasion. They have clearly answered all those questions throughout this playoff run. I don't look at them, though, as a team from the way they're structured and saying, man, if you just take this away, you could beat them. Or if this is their weakness, this is their fundamental flaw, whereas a lot of other teams have that. Like, Portland dealt with that for 10 years with an undersized backcourt who wasn't good defensively, and we never tried to roll the dice to shake it up. It was the status quo year in and year out, year in and year out, and basically eliminated in the first round of the playoffs every year. So every situation is going to be different. This is clearly turning out to be the right call for them. We'll see how the rest of the run goes, but I think they've proven they're one of the best teams in the NBA and can win a championship. I know the regular season was great. And if they go on to win a title, to Bobby Marks' point, it's terrifying of what it's going to look like the next couple of years. Now, I do think there's a Denver-type situation looming for them where you're going to pay Chet, you're going to pay Jalen, you're going to pay SGA. They can afford all three of those, but everybody else essentially is going to have to go, and you're going to have to rely on young players. This was Denver with the Murray contract, the Jokic contract, Porter, Gordon both got paid, and then you saw all the other role players that helped them win a championship to your KCP and those guys. They had to send packing and find new homes, so OKC will have to make those decisions, and it'll come down to, with your 8,000 draft picks, can you pick the right collection of players who can play on rookie contracts alongside them?
I think it's fair to say this, and then we can pivot into other stuff. They haven't won the title. They could very well not win the title this year. The Pacers, the Knicks, maybe the Wolves come back. I tend to think they're going to get to the finals, and I actually tend to think they're going to beat whoever comes out of the East.
I'm rooting for whoever they play against them, but
that's
I
fine.
Think that I will be wrong.
I think, yeah, but you would probably agree they look like the best team,
oh,
right?
Without a doubt.
Do they feel like the 2011 Mavs? See, everybody says the Pistons. The Pistons didn't have an MVP on that team.
No.
The Mavs at least had Dirk.
Do they feel like a Mavs, or do they feel like a Bulls, a Spurs, a Lakers, like a team that you see winning it now and you go, oh dear, now? The second year run?
Yeah, it's concerning because they're young.
It's just, hey, I'm not throwing the D word out.
No, to keep the D word in your mouth.
I keep the D in my mouth. I just wonder, when you look at the way it is, if they break through this year, you're like, oh, because you named everything. And yeah, they might have to trade dudes. Caruso's not going to be here long. You know, Hartenstein was a good pickup. We'll see what they do with Lou Dort. But that's the thing.
Those guys are making money.
These dudes that they can just flex out of because they got all these younger players, and then they have all these picks, and it's like.
Their 12th overall pick in last year's draft literally doesn't play. Topic, whatever the point guard's name is. Not even a thought.
Not even a minute.
Forget that he's even on the roster.
Exactly.
And he was the 12th overall pick. That's how good that they
are. That's what's crazy
about
it.
But that, getting back to your, I know we're against it, the last point on Minnesota about what they do going forward, that's the hard equation that they now have.
I know. He's only 23?
And is great. He has been disappointing to me so far in this playoffs because of the amount of S that he talks and the baby Jordan stuff, that some of it's not fair to him, but some of it also is fair to him.
He's 23 years old.
He's incredibly young. But this is the team now standing in your way.
Yeah.
So do you feel like if you don't make any changes, this is going to change next year?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And two of the losses, you got blown out. The third one, your role players played as good as they could play, and it still wasn't enough.
Yeah.
You had one good performance where you blew them out, and they might lose the series in five, and I don't feel like they're close.
We can get to audio. We have Ant Edwards' audio in the postgame. He just seems dejected. Has no answer. Has no idea what's going on. He's been stunned.
Yeah.
Also, the Knicks came back from 20 against Indiana. We got college football and football odds and ends to get to. A lot more. Dirt and Sprague back with more. Oh, and don't forget, I kept forgetting to tease, Mail Sack Tuesday.
It is a Mail Sack Tuesday.
So get the Mail Sack questions into the Fantex line, 503-864-6326. We're back with more on the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Tuesday. Brought to you, as always, by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Weather's going to be great this week. It's going to be 80 degrees a couple of times.
That's our Hulu logging.
Get on over to the coast, one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and the newest one at the south end of Lincoln City, overlooking Siletz Bay, Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Mail sack coming up at 8:15.
Obviously didn't mean that to be over the air.
Yeah, that was a an over the air, not a talk back situation.
Glad we didn't get the login. That's over the
right.
air.
Don't give that password over the air. Let's write that down and we'll get through it in the break.
Why would you write it on paper? Email it to me.
Yeah, just text it.
Text it.
It's a lot easier.
You gotta come in here.
You text the password. I got it's a cap, lowercase, uppercase. It's a lot.
Come on, baby.
Mail sack again coming up at 8:15. We were talking about Ann Edwards. I did want to get to this. I love when I see quotes like this from an athlete. Him and one of our P1s brought this up at the fan text line, 503-864-6326, which, by the way, is also where you can get your mail sack questions in. Basically saying, where did it go? The way Ant passes the buck, too. I didn't get enough shots to say that I struggled. Come on now, not getting shots up as a sign of struggling. And there is a truth to that. Here's Ant Edwards saying, you know what? I don't care if we're down 3-1. I'm not panicking.
They had a good game plan, making us get off the ball. Especially for me, man, it was super in the gaps. I made the right play all night, so I don't really look at it like I struggled. I didn't get enough shots to say I struggled, so that might be how you guys look at it. But yeah, I didn't struggle at all. It just, I made the right play.
Yeah,
that's the difference. Yeah, like, it's an urge that I want to get the ball in the rim, put it up there, but you don't want to take bad shots and get your team out of rhythm. So just, you know, playing the game the right way, man, and that's what we did tonight as a team. No, I'm putting no burden on myself. Just try to win. The only burden I put on myself to try to win. We gave ourselves a chance tonight. We just didn't come out from the start with the same aggression that we did in game three. We gave up 19 offensive rebounds and 21 turnovers. So they got 40 more possessions than us. So, and we lost by two. So I'm not saying that's good. I'm not saying that's bad. But we could take that and run with it. I mean, so we'll be all right.
No, you won't. The series is over. And also, it just is a weird look.
You don't give any wiggle room that they can come back
win
in this
three
one?
In a row, two of them in Oklahoma City against that team, in which they've already been blown out twice?
Yeah.
No. And you just got the best game possible from your bench guys. Are they going to go do that
That's
again on the road?
That's the biggest thing. Your right. bench guys gave
they
you
went off.
Everything. And
DiVincenzo had one of those games like he did for the Knicks a bunch in the playoffs last year.
Yep,
he couldn't miss
it.
After being terrible early in the series. Remember how bad he was in game one? He was
25% like, coming into this game.
He was terrible. Then he goes off. Like, he can't blow a game like that at home when your role guys step up, because the role guys usually don't do that on the road. That was your chance, and you were in that game. It was the only competitive game of the series so far. You had an opportunity to win, and you let it slip through because OKC was too good offensively. And it look, Ant Edwards is going to learn. It's a growth. It's a process. You just gave us in the last segment how young he is.
Yeah.
Dude, that is essentially, in my mind, an elimination game.
Yep.
You're down 2-1. You're at home. You got a chance to tie up the series, and all of a sudden, we got a ball game here.
Yeah.
You took two shots in the first half. Two
and
shots.
That's the thing.
Two! I know that you're getting blitzed. I know that you're getting trapped. I know that they're, you know, like, the coverages are tough. You got to get more than two shots.
He loves to kind of go to the I was doing the feel out thing.
And I talked about this on my gambling show on Sunday of like, it's one thing to feel it out. We've seen LeBron half his career.
We saw Michael Jordan do that in his career. He tried to get other guys going.
Kobe would do this from time to time. Like, you don't do much in the first quarter, maybe even a half. But all of those dudes largely knew when to lock in and get it going. And that is where I just kind of shake my head at this whole, like, feel out thing. Like, no, it's not for the whole game, dude. Like,
they were down by 10 at halftime? It wasn't a blowout, but they were losing at halftime.
The funny thing about Oklahoma City doing this is it's kind of flipped. He is actually the norm of young players who are supposed to be ascending, and they're not the norm for young teams at this point.
No.
They are already 4 years ahead of where they're supposed to be, given the timeline of the history of this league.
God, I hate that franchise.
And Edwards is 23 years old. I mean, go through the history of the league. And outside of like one or two guys, find the 23-year-old that leads the team to a title.
It takes a long time for stars to do it.
It does not happen. They're usually 28, 29 years old, 27 in some cases. Like, that's the age they start to do that in. And so, like, it's weird that there's... What we're talking about is a little odd, but also he has brought most of this on himself. You cannot be at the Olympic dinner with Obama in front of LeBron saying, I'm the best player here. You cannot say, who am I worried about? I beat Luka LeBron and then be down 3-1. Like,
how do the Lakers feel watching this? Like, dude, we weren't even close to beating Minnesota.
They didn't have a big. They didn't have a big.
They're getting killed by OKC.
So I think the whole thing is just like, it's actually more normal for what's happening to Ant Edwards, but also he's brought so much noise onto himself.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma City, as we talked about in the last segment, they're ahead of all of this.
It's a good thing we already have our superstar on our roster in Portland because we're close to chasing OKC.
We better find it this year, I'll tell you that much.
We're close, though.
We'll get it with the 11th pick.
We got our guys already. We don't need it at the 11th pick.
We'll get it with the 11th
pick. We're close to taking him down.
You know, SGA was the 11th
pick. There's not that big of a gap between OKC and Portland. We're right there.
You know, Klay Thompson was the 11th pick.
That he was, Bob.
And breaking news, Denny Avdia's contract gets cheaper.
Every year it goes down. The Daily Ticker brought to you by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. It's going to be in the 80s this week, folks. Take some time off. Go to the coast. Go drive out. Stay for a night at Cannon Beach. They got four locations. Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and the newest one at the south end of Lincoln City overlooking Siletz Bay. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Let's get to some football stuff, shall we? You guys want to talk some football?
I got a guy I hate.
We got conference commissioners yelling at each other, proposing playoff plans. This isn't my responsibility. This is your responsibility. We got media members yelling at each other.
Beef in college.
Everything's going great in college football.
Friends of the show
beefing with each other. We can talk about. Also, is the NFL eyeing a fix for this? I'll get to that in the final hour. Mail sack around the corner as well. We're back after this on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. You can find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. The sport of college football is continuing to turn into a soap opera with everybody yelling at each other, everybody angry, this constant controversy. What's the latest? Well, we can't decide on what the future playoff format's going to look like, Bob. Can't figure that one out yet.
We can and we can't.
We know it's going to expand. We had Josh Payton, Stuart Mandel yelling at each other, two friends of the program. Stuart Mandel basically had a tweet in saying, you know, who could have seen this coming in this the auto bids for four going to the Big Ten, four going to the SEC in this future format, granting themselves special access. Who could have seen this coming? Pate took a shot at him because he basically said, you were an advocate for expansion the entire time, so why are you surprised that this is the road that it's going down? And then they had a back and forth. And this all culminated with Greg Sankey yesterday taking multiple shots at the other conferences and defending what he thinks is the right playoff format and saying, I don't have a duty or a responsibility to protect the sanctity of college football. I have the duty to protect the SEC in their best interest.
I think he's right, and I disagree. I think I get what you're saying. You are working with the other presidents and the athletic directors, and your job title is commissioner of conference, not commissioner of college football.
Can you please wake up now, smell the smelling salt, and read the room? You are the SEC. You are the biggest conference in that brand, in that sport. I don't know how you don't realize at this point that you do have an obligation to look out for college football. Again, I totally understand where he's going to point to his job criteria, his job title, and say, does this say obligation, help run college football? No. But are you in those rooms, in those meetings, yelling at people, telling them you deserve all of it? I'm just sick of the guy. He's good. He's great at what he does. I'm just sick of like this changing and kind of ruining the sport we love, and then like stepping back and, well, it's not my fault. Like, what do you mean? You're holding the gun. What are you talking about? You took Texas and Oklahoma out of their conferences.
And that started the dominoes.
Brought them in. SC, UCLA followed suit, went to the Big Ten, and the conference completely died. So like, he's right, but like, just get out of here. It's such bull. Following that sport knows he has as much power, if not the most power, of anybody in it. And to act like you have no obligation towards the sport itself and just your conference, I think it's ridiculous.
It's funny because, so essentially what this is boiling down to, the commissioners are meeting right now. For one more year, we have the playoff of 12. And they have already gotten rid of the conference champions getting automatic first-round byes. So that's gone. They've changed the way that it will be seeded. But the playoff as a 12-team entity will exist for one more year. Mm-hmm. After this upcoming year, it's going to 16. The Big 12 and the ACC are proposing a format in which there are 5 automatic qualifiers and an 11 at-large teams. So they say the 4 Power 4 conference champions plus the highest-ranked group of 5 champion or group of 6, whatever they're called now, those teams will get automatic bids to the playoffs, and the rest of them will be decided as at-large bids, right? The Big 10 and the SEC are saying we want guaranteed spots, 4 for the Big 10, 4 for the SEC, 2 for the Big 12, 2 for the ACC, and then one group of 5, a group of 6 team that's the highest rank gets an automatic bid, and then there's only 3 at-large spots. Mm-hmm. The irony of all of this is that no matter which format you choose, it's not going to look any different. So, like, just for example, now every year will be different, right, based on how teams look, and teams will be up, teams will be down. If you just had a straight-seeded 16-team field last year, do you know how many SEC teams would have made the playoff?
5?
6. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 6. You know how many Big Ten teams would have made the playoffs?
4.
4. There would have been 3 ACC teams, 1 Big 12, so the Big 12 wouldn't have gotten 2. They would have only gotten 1. Mm-hmm. Then you would have Boise and Notre Dame, and that would have been your playoff. And so that's the irony in all of this for me, is that you were advocating for different formats and how it's all going to look. At the end of the day, I think the playoffs will look largely identical either way. SEC, if you go 11 at-large bids, I understand what the Big 12 and the ACC are doing. If you go 11 at-large bids, how many of those are going to go to SEC teams? Because we're still dealing with a committee ranking where last year in the top 16, you would have had Alabama would have just been just on the outside, thankfully. Well, no, that's final rankings.
They would have been in the last ranking.
So let me pull up week 15 going into conference championship week. So end of the regular season, you would have had Texas would have been in, Georgia would have been in, Tennessee would have been in, Alabama would have been in, Ole Miss would have been in, South Carolina would have been in.
Yeah.
So you're still filling up the field either way. That's why I do chuckle a little bit about this, because I don't think the field's going to look that different no matter which format you pick.
Well, here's the only thing is all of these conferences configuration is changing so rapidly. Who knows? Like, if they want to lock that in for however long the next 16-team college football playoff TV deal is, and all of a sudden the structure changes again, there's somebody breaks off, half the ACC leaves, the bottom Big Ten teams say, we're tired of this, and now we have some new conference that forms. You don't want to be locked into that.
The funny thing, too, is the 12, the reaction to 12, if you just would have never done the thing that everybody told you not to do, don't give an automatic bye to a group of 5 winner.
Yeah, does that change in the short term?
Had you not done it. Even despite Oregon losing, Arizona State losing, Boise State losing, and who was the 4th one?
All of it, Georgia.
Georgia, thank you.
All 4 of the teams who had byes lost.
Even though all 4 lost, and let's assume an ACC or Big 12, same thing, right? Or I guess Arizona State was in with the Big 12.
Yeah.
Even had you not done that, and they still lost, I still think you can say, don't change the format. Because
one year of it not working doesn't mean it doesn't work. It's the first year. And the first year just happened to have all four teams lost. Now, the amount of time on rest and all of that stuff can be negotiated and changed. But what happens if the top four seeds again? Well, now it's different because they're going to go seeding. But like the funny thing is, if they would have done the same model and all four seeds would have won, then what do you say?
Yeah, you're still changing it.
So I think it's way too reactionary. It's one year and we're already changed it. Okay, fine. You want to change it, what have you. It's going to go to 16. I think it's going to be favoring the Big Ten and the SEC. That's no shocking development. What I think is interesting is both. I think Mandel does have a point in his argument. I absolutely agree with Pate of like, you cover the sport. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah,
everybody could see this happening.
Yeah.
But also, Pate sent out something else that I thought was fascinating of how this still is college football and it still feels like college football despite what people say. And people responded to him. He got a pretty good response. And he didn't really agree, but I thought people were hitting the right points of like why this sport doesn't feel the same.
He was making the argument, you're sitting in a stadium on a Saturday and it's fourth down and the clock's ticking down and it's the game's on the line.
That's still the college football
and
we love.
In that moment, you're not thinking about the transfer portal and NIL or conference realignment. You're not thinking about any of that. Many people pointed out, well, I mean, that's Oregon State and Washington State fans. They feel very differently about the sport now than they did 3 years ago.
Well, and people brought,
and it wasn't just them.
Yeah, well, and it was also people like Ohio State.
Yeah.
They lost to their rival, should have been the death sentence to their playoff thoughts.
One of the most embarrassing losses we've seen in a long time in the sport.
Finished fourth in their conference.
And they won the national championship.
And won the national championship. Yep. You cannot, in good conscience, you can say, like, in that moment, yeah, I want my team to win. I'm emotionally charged. But you can lose now and walk out of the stadium and it not ruin your week.
It does not feel the same.
And I'm okay with that. That's football to me. But that is an element of that sport that has been exclusively special to what has made it what it's become for us in our lives.
I got some more on this in the final hour. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. You can find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. Other things to get to in the final hour. Mail sack at 8:15. We'll get to game four, Indiana and New York tonight. Will we get another good game? And will the Knicks tie up the series? And we got the NFL eyeing a tweak at something and some numbers behind why they might be looking at it. It's a loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.